From the moment Disney released the first trailer for the upcoming live-action version of The Little Mermaid, the internet has been dominated by a lot of angry voices. They say it's unrealistic for Ariel to be played by Halle Bailey, a black actress. So, setting aside a discussion of whether realism should be applied to mermaids, which are not real, stories about mermaids are not exclusive to Western fairy tales. Long before Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid was published in 1837, black mermaids were swimming their way through West African folklore. For more on that, let's bring in Natasha Bowen. She's the author of Skin of the Sea, a young adult fantasy novel that's based on West African mythology about mermaids. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
So let's start with just your inspiration for writing about West African mermaids. Why did you decide that, especially for a debut novel?
When it came to writing a book about the sea, I wanted to write about mermaids. And whenever I write, I always include characters that look like me and my family and my friends. And so it kind of started from there and wanting to bring in the origins of black mermaids. My father's from Nigeria, and so looking more into the origins and the goddesses and the beliefs behind them led me to the story.
So when I was watching a lot of these arguments playing out on Twitter, which I grant you is not the healthiest way to watch that argument play out, a lot of people, especially from Africa, were talking about a mermaid-like figure, Mami Wata. And she seems to be a very complicated type of character, certainly not an innocent, all-good character like Ariel. Can you tell me a little about her?
So I think, obviously, stories and beliefs differ depending on where you are around the world and even across parts of Africa, from region to region, village to village, family to family. The Mami Wata that most of the people that I knew grew up with were, she was used as a deterrent. So she was a water spirit in deep waters. So like lots of fairy tales, they were told to, you know, scare children and make them beware of any dangers. Mami Wata was kind of a scary figure to make sure you don't drown or you don't venture too much into deep water. So in The Skin of the Sea and Soul of the Deep, I wanted to make her into a better version. So not a scary deterrent, you know, typical kind of siren, vicious like mermaid. I wanted her to be an entity that was about courage and uplifting those people around her.
And then there's another key figure in African mythology, and that's Umoja, a deity of the Yoruba religion, half woman, half fish. But I understand a lot of the stories about her are really closely tied in with the transatlantic slave trade. Can you explain?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are still millions of followers for the Ifa spiritual belief system, and Umoja is an Orisha. She's a deity who people believe that she was a goddess of river and streams. And the stories go, depending on who's telling them again, is that she left those rivers and streams to follow the first enslaved people. Some people believe that she wrecked the slave ships. Some believe that she offered the enslaved comfort. And others believe that she returned their soul home if they died in the sea.
So what was, do you remember what was the first mermaid story you read?
It was The Little Mermaid. I didn't actually watch the Disney film. It was...
From Hans Christian Andersen.
Yes,
it's
the Hans Christian Andersen one. Yeah, I like those kind of darker fairy tales for me. Although I still couldn't understand why she gave up her tail for a boy, but that's coming from a six-year-old girl, so...
and that left you wanting to read more. When did you first realize that this wasn't just a Western type of story?
I think I've always heard those stories. I think that what we're presented with all the time becomes the norm. Even in characters that you have in stories, even as a teacher, as a mother, when I'm teaching children, they will often write certain characters, and they're all the same. They don't ever put themselves in those stories, and that's because they don't see themselves in those stories. So they assume that the way that story should be is what they've consumed over the years. And I think we're fed that version of mermaids, which is, you know, pale skinned with red hair or blonde hair, and that's been the norm for so long. But there are beliefs of mermaids in every culture, and I think it's important to reflect that.
Why? Why is it important to reflect that?
I think we, speaking from black mermaids, we need to see ourselves in positions as magical creatures. You know, there's a there's all the furore about Black people in fantasy. And I think that it's important for us to see ourselves, to have that freedom of imagination. And I think it's important for everyone else to see us in those roles as well. And I think that we learn from each other. So even though Skin of the Sea and Soul of the Deep is about Black mermaids, I learned so much more about mermaids from different cultures, from the Aboriginal people in Australia to ones in the Arctic. And I think that's really important that we, that you know, you can only grow yourself when you learn more about other people and other cultures.
Natasha Bowen is author of Skin of the Sea, and the sequel to that novel called Soul of the Deep is out now. They are young adult novels about mermaids based on West African mythology. Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.